But as a member of Fianna Fáil, I would be very happy to work with the organisation. I don't think the rebuilding is the right word for this. It's just we were unfortunate the way the transfers went as well. I mean, by a slight 1% or so, we could have had two seats. I'm not a member of the parliamentary party. I have my views. I won't be able to express those. I now will be taking life a bit easier. And there's only one winner tonight, and that's my wife. She will see me more often. There'll be no heading off to Dublin on a Monday night or a Tuesday morning and rush back again. There's one disappointment, and that is the service that I and the Aidan and Noreen provided in the office. I think the people will miss that. I'm a realist. I realise there's some time a decision would have to be taken. The people have taken the decision. They've said to me that, you know, they don't require my services anymore. And as I said, I'll be able to relax and take life easier. I won't have to start now getting up every morning worrying about the weighing of fish in Killybegs or the three hospitals, St. Joseph's, Remelton and Lifford. All of that, I don't have that. But I would be still anxious that those who are elected will pursue those issues in the best interests of Donegal.
And do you think he'll run again?
I think it's too early on a night like this. Well, that's a matter for the party now. I have views on that, but it's a matter for the party. I won't have a vote, so therefore I'm not going to interfere in the internal affairs of the parliamentary party.
And what about Micheál Martin? What's your view on, you know, should he remain leader?
Had I, Micheál Martin, we must remember that Micheál Martin took over the party and in 2010, and he did a remarkable job in the last election. And I have every confidence in him, and I do know that had I been in the Dáil, I would have been supporting Micheál Martin.